from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I wouldn't make any vacation plans in October because the Mets will be playing baseball. 888-808-1019. That's right. The Mets are going to the postseason.
I like this positive Tommy.
That's right, Teak.
One off day that actually has to be a fill-in game in the middle of August.
A little pit stop.
A little pit stop in St. Louis, and they wipe them out 6-0. All of a sudden, they're going to the postseason.
Well, I've been banging the drum of positivity for months now, and I've been telling all the Met fans not to make vacation plans in October because this team will be going to the postseason. And after they lost 2 out of 3 to the Angels, the no fun police, of course, they woke up from their nap. They could go back to bed, by the way. Everybody was telling me, even Met fans, Lugie, the season's over. This is it. This is the decline. Here's the other shoe dropping. Same old Mets. We don't deserve nice things. And I told you yesterday, I said the Mets would beat the Cardinals. We march on. This is a playoff team. I believe in them, and you should too. And they took care of business. This team is spunky. This is why we've fallen in love with them. And this is why, Teak, positive Tommy remains positive, because this Mets team is a postseason team.
Now, all they have to do is go out to the high altitude in Colorado and not fall short against the Colorado Rockies, who are scuffling right now at 41 wins on the season. If they go take care of business, you talk about taking care of business, because this is what postseason teams do post-trade deadline, post-All-Star break. You win the series that you're supposed to win, right? You beat the bad teams, those teams that have just basically said, I've gotten rid of whatever assets that we had, we're rebuilding for next year. You can't struggle with those teams. And so if the Mets continue to follow this path where they beat the teams that they're supposed to, by the way, which is what they've been doing for the last 2 months, they're winning the series and the games that they're supposed to win, then I'll start believing in it. But I think there is still just like a tad bit of doubt about this Yankee team or this Met team dominating their way into the postseason. I know what you're saying. You're confident. You believe in this Mets team. It's the positivity taking over maybe some of the rationality. There are good signs, by the way. Jeff McNeil, who nobody's talking about right now, has been mashing it for the last month or so, or two and a half weeks or so. The last week, he's hitting over 400. He's not getting the credit that he deserves, but they still have some ground to gain. The good thing is that the Phillies, sitting atop this division, the NL East, have not won a series in almost a month.
Yeah, they've been awful. And Tiki, I'm not saying, you know, you've been the Grinch in the past. I don't think this
I'm
is...
I'm not being the Grinch. I'm being the realist,
yeah,
Tommy.
I don't think this is Grinch, Tiki, but you've come to the right place. You've come to the positive haven here. Positive Tommy welcomes all. And I would say this, Tiki. For the last 2 months, the Mets have been as good as any team in all of baseball.
Fact.
Every single time everybody thinks they're going to let go of the rope, they haven't.
Fact.
They've been getting good pitching, especially when Francisco Alvarez, in my opinion, the leader of the team, is behind the dish.
Fact.
The starters have been really good. The lineup is deep. And then, of course, Carlos Mendoza, who I have publicly endorsed in this election year as manager of the year. And you saw it yesterday. Mendy, what I love about Mendy, number one, he's in a tough town. This is his first gig as manager. And they got off to a bad start. You had everything going on with Jorge Lopez. You have a lot of the negativity that comes with this fan base. People were not going to the games early on. I know they haven't been drawing very big now, but early on it was basically Evan, Mr. Softy, and Mrs. Met. That was at, it was at Citi Field. No one was there. So I think this, he righted the storm, and I think this team sort of reflects his toughness, his attitude. And yesterday, he puts Tyrone Taylor batting second or whatever. He has a big game. He moved Lindor to the leadoff spot. Lindor's been an MVP candidate since then, and he dropped Alonso to fifth. So Mendy doesn't go necessarily by the charts and graphs. He goes with his gut, and he's got the stones to do things. Yeah. Even when things go a little bad, he knows how to, like, you know, make little tinkers to get this team back rolling again.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you mentioned the little tinkering that he's done with the lineup. You don't really talk about it for whatever reason. And you know why? I think it's because he doesn't have a set in stone reason. Right, he's not someone who's sitting down with a notepad and charting out the statistics and the analytics and saying, I'm going to make this move. And you know that because he does this in his in-game management. Remember in the Subway Series, why did you decide to pitch to Aaron Judge? I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of a gut. And so
we were hoping for the best.
Exactly. I'm hoping for the best. But you know what? It kind of worked out. I think Mendy is old school. In that regard. And so when you look at some of the moves that you mentioned that he's done, moving Pete back, moving Tyrone Taylor up, somehow getting Jeff McNeil back on track, despite the fact that nobody's talking about it, the whole Vientos situation, obviously got lucky with Alvarez coming back and being healthy, but all the things that he's done, we're not yelling and screaming about it. It's not loud. You just notice it all of a sudden. Like, oh, wait, Tyrone Taylor's batting second? Oh, okay. He's actually been really good right there. And it's working. And so he's quietly building this resume as one of the best coaches in Major League Baseball right now. And now, is he going to win the coach of the year? I don't know. Does he have a chance to do so? If they make the postseason and play strong into the postseason, maybe catch the Braves. And, hell, the way the Phillies are playing, maybe they even catch the Phillies. I tell you what, if they win the division, he's definitely...
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and he certainly deserves more love right now. Teek, I got the sense, too, even with the win yesterday, that there's still fans out there, there's still fans of the Mets, and I'm talking to you out there, that still don't believe, that look towards the weekend and losing a couple games to the Angels. By the way, and I told you this yesterday, and I'll tell you again, all teams lose series to all kinds of teams. The Angels, I think, swept the Padres this year. We see it all the time. It's baseball. It's right. A long season. For whatever the case may be, the Mets lost that series. It doesn't mean they're done. It doesn't mean the season is over. And it doesn't mean we need to fall down the depths of negativity, because this has been a damn good baseball team. They've been a great story. They're fun to root for. They're exciting. And they've given us this awesome team to watch this summer. And that's why early August, I'm not giving up. I think they're going to the postseason, and I will continue to march on. 888-808-1019. Antique, I know, like I said, you're a little bit of a non-believer here.
Oh, it's not of a non-believer.
Yeah, a little bit of a non-believer.
To me, they just feel like that team. Because, look, as good as they've been, they're still third in the division. You know what I mean? And they're just, like, the wild card is not guaranteed. So they're in this, like, spot where they've been playing so well, but it still doesn't feel like it's foregone that they're going to be playing in the second season. Even if it's a wild card, probably going to be the wild card. Who knows, unless the Phillies keep falling the way that they have been. They're likely going to get into the postseason, but I can't say for certain this team is a postseason team. And it's nothing to do with how good they're playing. It's nothing to do about how well Mendy has managed, or how great Alonso is, or not Alonso, Lindor is, and Alvarez has been. Like, it's not about any of that. It's just that until they get there, this team doesn't feel like they're guaranteed to be there.
So in my opinion, the Mets are as good as the Diamondbacks. They're as good as the Padres. And I think they're as good as the Braves. Look, this is not a vintage Braves team. They're dealing with injuries. Acuna's out. Albies is out. Freed hasn't been good, and he's been hurt. So yep. Olsen is having an awful year. I know he's heated up a little bit lately, but he hasn't been that good. So to me, all the teams they're competing with, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, the Mets are as good as any of those teams. That's why I'm confident with the stuff I've laid out, and also their competition and the way baseball is. They let basically everybody in at this point, or they open up more opportunities for people. So right. it's given other teams opportunities. So to me, the Mets are as good as any of those teams. So why not the Mets? From what I've seen, from what I've seen from the other teams, that's why I'm confident, positive, Tommy, that the Mets will be playing in October.
And right now, they're not even in the wild card. You know, they're game,
well,
and,
they're
half
game
out.
And a half out.
Right. And then it means nothing because a week ago, they were a game. They were the number one seed, number one wild card team. And so it can change quickly, but you got to take care of business.
Yeah.
Right. The Angels series, it put a little pause in, I think, some people. And rightfully so. Because they had no business losing 2 out of 3 to the Angels.
Yeah, but I
And
would
so that's why this Colorado series, as I was saying before, it's so important, right? You need to handle your business against teams that are significantly inferior.
Yeah, you said they're scuffling. They just suck. They're just not very good. I mean, they hit a lot of homers, and we saw that when they were up here at Citi Field. They just stink. But, Teak, you said it. They're a game and a half out. The idea that there are people that are negative and thinking the season's over when they're a game and a half
out. I don't think it's over. I just don't think it's guaranteed that this team is going to make the postseason. Now, do I hope they do? Yes. Do I think they will? Yes. But it's not guaranteed. I think that's the challenge. And so it makes this team this urgency. We talked about it yesterday with Gleyber Torres and how we're chastising him. This team has all of that, but they still can't seem to just stamp themselves into that postseason position, despite how good they've played. So you get what I'm saying? Right? As good as they have played, they haven't stamped themselves into a postseason position yet. And so you can't help but have some doubt.
I just think
unless you're Positive Tommy.
Well, of course, Positive Tommy is undefeated as well. I just think it's the ebb and flow of the season. If you look around baseball, show me the team that's been consistent all year long. The Yankees haven't been consistent. The Dodgers haven't. The Phillies have been bad.
The Phillies, but they haven't won a series in a month.
So it's been ups and downs and ups and downs. And the Mets are no different. They got off to that awful start. They were obviously dominant in June, the best team in baseball in June. And now they've been a little bit over 500 for the last month or so. So they're like every other team in baseball from that aspect. So yeah, maybe perhaps they haven't stamped their position, but they're basically like every single other team, except they didn't get off to the great start that the Yankees did, that the Phillies did. So they got off to the really bad start, and then they got themselves back into it.
Right.
So I look at it like when they were 10 or 11, you know, under 500, think about if anybody besides Positive Tommy, who said it at Memorial Day weekend, no one else thought they'd be in this position in early August. So my thinking, Teak, is why would people be saying, all right, it's over after losing a couple games to the Angels?
No, if you say it's over, you've lost your mind.
You're negative.
You're just negative. Yeah. Right? You're the exact opposite of you if you're saying it's over, because it's not over. It's just not guaranteed. And so much has to continue to go right. Now, I got to tell you, we've talked about the lineup a lot and how well that they played and, you know, scoring runs and all that. If they get pitching like they got from Sean Manaea yesterday.
And he's been great.
And he's been fantastic.
Yes.
Right? If they get that, then that's when I'll start believing in this team. If I get consistency from the rotation, that's when you start saying, man, they're going to be hard to beat, right? Especially if Edwin Diaz is Edwin Diaz come postseason. Elite Edwin Diaz. He's good right now. I don't think he's back to his elite form yet. But if they pitch well, then this team can beat anybody. That's the beauty of the team. But they still haven't guaranteed that they're going to be a postseason team yet. As good as they played, as well as they played, they're game and a half out of the wild card.
Yeah, and we've seen that now over the last couple years. It's about getting in. It's not 1998 where you got to win 105 games and win the division.
Doesn't mean anything.
You just got to punch your ticket and get hot. So from that perspective, that's why I've been banging the drum to get to October. The other part of it, too, is that the Mets need to build a brand. They need to get to October year in and year out so they are more attractive for free agents. I'm just going to throw a name out there. I'm not saying him specifically, but let's just say, I don't know, Juan Soto. So if you want to attract Juan Soto to Queens, the Yankees have money, the Braves have money, the Dodgers have money. So it's not about Steve Cohen's money.
Yeah.
It's about winning. It's about turning the Mets into a brand and a place and a destination that free agents will want to come to. That's why it is extra important to get to a situation to where this team gets to the postseason. Teak, I'm 38. I'll be 39 this month. Please send me money. I haven't seen them in the playoffs that often. This is not a team that's there year in and year out. Right. They don't go very often. So it's important to get there year in and year out and turn this franchise into that type of team.
Right. The last time that it happened, it was quick. 2 years ago.
It was like prom night. I mean, it was quick.
It was that exciting ass that moment, and it was over very quickly.
Yeah, the last couple exits have been quick. We don't have to rehash all the playoff disasters. But to me, it's about getting there year in and year out. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Loogie and Lightning here, Tiki and Tommy.
I like that one.
You like that one?
Yeah,
Loogie and Lightning, Tommy and Tiki here. I think the Mets are going to October. They will be playing baseball. Tiki is on board, but he needs a little bit. We're going to help prop Tiki up here, and we're going to give some positive energy for Tiki throughout the day. I want to hear what you guys have to say. We both do. Here on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Al in Queens. What's up, Al?
Hey, positive Tommy. Loogie. Can we retire it? What do we say? Can we just do away with it?
What do you want to retire? God, what part of my shtick do you want to retire?
Loogie. That's never going away.
How about the whole thing? Can we retire the entire shtick?
No. Here's why. You called up and reacted to it. That's why it's not getting retired.
Yeah, but...
Sit down. I'll explain the business to you,
Kate. I find it irritating and putting nails on chalk.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Do you want to get to your point while we're at it, or you just want to mock my voice?
Both? No, I'm kidding. I really enjoy the show, Tom, when you're on. Also, when you're not.
You have a funny way of showing it out. You sound like my wife here.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sound like Aaron Rodgers. You're very passive aggressive.
You know what they say, Al? This isn't true, but they say mockery is the greatest form of flattery, right? I think it's something like that.
Yeah. All right. I got you. I appreciate it. So I think Tommy is completely wrong on the Mets, actually, because there's no way, based on the roster, who they have on the team, also who the coach is, that this team can make the playoffs, in my opinion.
How so?
When you have Pete Alonso not performing well,
Why did you start with Pete? That's funny that you did that. Because now Pete Alonso's... Because everybody used to hate on Lindor. Everybody, yeah. We used to take 100 calls about Francisco Lindor and all the money he makes. Now Pete Alonso's the guy everybody hates.
Right. Al, are you a Mets fan?
He'll be... Yes, I'm a Mets fan.
So you
he'll
are
lucky
a Mets fan.
If he makes 30... Mets fan.
Yep.
He'll be lucky if he hits 30 home runs.
No, I mean, you're not wrong.
He'll hit 30 home runs. I believe he'll hit 30 home runs. And he's going to set a career high in doubles.
What is he at now? 18?
I just think they're a little streaky.
The pitching's a little weak, and they're just not going to make the playoffs. And I'm a Mets fan,
You sound like one, Al. But the point is that the pitching has been good. I think it's been really good over the last couple months.
I appreciate you getting that gimmick over. It's been good, but not nearly consistent enough. That's the problem. Like, that start that we were at, the game we were at
with
Sevy.
Yeah, he gave up a lot of runs to the Twins.
It was so discouraging.
And now Sevy's on the mound tonight, right? So he's got a lot
to answer
for. So
discouraging. I mean, Manaea's been good. Jose Quintana, I mean, I guess, okay, right?
Yeah, Quintana's been good, for sure.
David Peterson, he'll give you some good starts here.
But he is what he is,
but the question, so my point is, who are you actually trusting?
I mean,
I thought it was Sevy, but... we saw it live, and it was just kind of like, dude, this is ugly.
You're asking me starting rotation-wise or just
rotation
overall?
To push you into the postseason, and then once you get there, to do something. Sean Manaea was phenomenal.
Manaea, Sevy, I trust for sure. And Quintana, I trust them. I do. These are good major league pitchers. These are not guys that you're just going to get off a scrap heap. These are good major league pitchers. And believe it or not, I do trust the bullpen. Buto has been unbelievable. I still think Diaz will get back to the form that we saw where he was an elite closer. And the depth of this lineup, to me, this is one of the best lineups in all of baseball. So they have enough to get there and go on a run. He brought up Pete Alonso. I think that was, besides besmirching me, he just wanted to bash Pete Alonso. Guys, the Pete Alonso stuff, the Pete Alonso hate, that's a story for another day. The contract stuff, he's not hitting home runs, he's not doing this. The Mets won a baseball game. The Mets are trying to get into October. Pete Alonso is going to be a part of that. And I believe Pete Alonso will help them get there. This idea of going to battle now with Pete Alonso is stupid. It's a fight for another day. It's just not what we should be talking about right now and focusing on. We should be focusing on where this team is and how they are going to get to October. Let's see if we can get a little bit more positivity here. Frank is in Tom's River. What's up, Frankie?
Hello, Loogie. Hello, Tiki.
What's
Thanks
up?
For taking my call.
What's up, Frank?
Well, I'll tell you, Loogie, it's burning on, babe. The Mets are 10-7 in the second half. The bullpen ERA is under 3. Can you imagine, if you can say on September 3rd, the Mets bullpen, the ERA bullpen for the second half was under 3?
Yeah.
It's not, are they going to the playoffs? Who are they playing? And let's get fired
right.
up.
How quickly can they win a series, right?
Yep.
That's what it comes down to for those that are believing.
Listen, if your bullpen, if their ERA is under 3, you're in every game. I mean, think about it. They've won games in the second half, 3-2, 2-0, 1-0. You don't do that without a bullpen.
Yeah,
no, you're right. They're hanging on.
Not the MVP.
Right, Frank, to your point, they're hanging on to these games, whereas earlier in the season, it was guaranteed that they were losing them.
Guaranteed that they were losing. And now Budo is coming up big.
Oh, he's been brilliant.
The firm of Morgan & Morgan.
Yeah, Frank, you're right. And obviously, what, it had been like a month since they lost the series? This has been a really good baseball team. Obviously, the beginning of the year was a disaster, a train wreck, whatever word you want to use. It was awful. I remember Memorial Day weekend, and Steve Cohen sent that tweet out about how bad things are going, and everything looked lost. Since then, this has been a good team. They beat the Yankees 4-0, and I will talk about that forever. I know that, but they beat the Yankees 4-0. They were the best team in baseball in June. Every single time it looks like, all right, here we go, shoe's going to drop, they've answered it. They have a deep lineup. I believe they have a manager of the year candidate. I like the rotation, and Frank brought it up, and he came with numbers. The bullpen has been better, which was their biggest weakness. Mm. If this bullpen wasn't historically bad to start the year, they never would have even been in the hole to start off with because of how many games they blew. So we'd be talking about the division right now because they would have won those games or at least won a portion of those games.
Well, I got to tell you, the division feels like it's kind of in play. I'm just saying.
The Phillies can't figure anything out right now.
They cannot win. And now they have the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Right? They could get swept by the Dodgers and then bring themselves even, what are they, 7 games? Now, if they get swept by the Dodgers, the Mets take care of business. By the end of this week, the Mets could be 4 games out of the division. Think about that.
Yeah, and that's why I don't even want to. We've talked about the wild card spot, and we've talked about which wild card. I don't want to even set a bar or a ceiling. To me, dream big. Whatever you want to do. That's what life's. That's why we watch sports. Mm. We watch sports for hope. You hear sports fans all the time. I hope, I hope, I hope. You can hope. You can think division. Doesn't mean, by the way, there are no mushes. There are no jinx. The boogeyman does not exist. It doesn't matter what I say or Tiki or Sal or BT or the guy or Boomer Geo, anybody. Whatever we say is our opinion. It doesn't mush or jinx anybody. So here, I'm sitting here telling you they're going to be playing baseball in October. It's because I believe it. And I want everybody out there to believe it so we can change the overall feeling of this fan base because I'm sick of the negativity that surrounds it. I'm tired of it. It's 38 years. It's time to move on. We don't have the Wilpons anymore shopping on the clearance rack. Steve Cohen owns this team. We were all excited when he bought the team. So let's remain excited about it, right? That's the point of the positivity, all right? 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Evan and Tiki here, but today it is Loogie and Lightning, Tiki and Tommy on the fan.
I kind of like that.
I do too, by the way. You know, I came up with it myself.
Just flows.
It does. And you brought up the other day where Tiki is known by Tiki, and you gave me this nice compliment the other day. You're like, Luke, you're starting to be known as one name because mm-hmm. one of the caller who's a Yankee fan, his daughter, his 9-year-old daughter, runs around the house going, Luke! I was like, start selling some t-shirts here. Get some money out of that.
I've been making the suggestion to management.
Lukey! Hopefully they're listening. So I like the nickname. But yeah, we're going to take your calls on the Mets. We will get into, the Knicks have a new captain. and we will discuss that in a little bit. We will get into Giants training camp with the Lions. It's been feisty. There are more fights. Malik Nabers continues to be excellent. Cinco to Five-O coming up at 5 o'clock. We have a lot to do here today on The Fan. And, of course, your phone calls at 888-808-1019.
You didn't even realize you missed it. But in 6 short weeks, it's back. September 5th at 4:30 p.m. on Evan and Tiki. Presented by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
I'm not really sure what the heck that was, but interesting. Be tuning in on whatever that date was. What was that date? September on a Thursday?
September 5th.
September 5th. Something's going on there. Not sure what the heck that is, but nobody tells me anything. So it's not a surprise that I'm in the dark on that. This is Evan and Tiki. Loogie and Lightning today. Tommy Lugauer, Tiki Barber. We'll get back to your calls on the Mets in 1 second at 888-808-1019, but we discussed something yesterday, and I was thinking about it last night, and I want to expound on it here on the air. And we were talking about Pete Alonso, and I felt last year there was probably like 15 to 20% of Met fans that were done with Pete. They think he's a doofus. That's their words, not mine. They don't like the Donnie Diesel or the air humping or the fact that he's in the home run derby and he acts like he's like the Karate Kid when he's getting ready for it and he's really intense. It's like a Bonnie Tyler music video with the pink headband. And the guy likes the home run derby. Who cares?
Right.
You know, like,
it's like old school baseball player.
Yeah.
It's like kid baseball player still. He's still got that what you felt as a kid playing baseball still in him.
And
what's wrong with that?
And I say this, he's got the guts to do it, and he's not afraid to fail. Yeah. There's other guys maybe that play in the Bronx that are afraid to fail, and that's why they're not in it. So I give credit where credit's due.
Could you leave Aaron Judge alone?
Well, you know,
Judge went and dominated it. He dominated the home run derby in a way that has never been dominated. And he said, I'm good. That's what you call mic drop, Tommy.
No, that's a guy that wins the Fantasy Football League 1 year and then quits the next, and he doesn't give anybody else a chance to get their money back. That's what I call that, and we all hate those people. So I would say the number of Met fans that hate Pete Alonso has grown. I think it's probably closer to like 40%.
Hate? That's heavy, man.
They're done with him. They just don't like the antics. They point to things like batting average. They think he's, you know, declining at first base, and guys that brought their cousin to prom with the metrics are going to tell you that he's a declining first baseman. He's not. Watch him play every day. His defense has gotten better. He's going to set a career high in doubles this season. The homers will be north of 30 like they always are. He might even get the 40. He even told you that yesterday, and I have no problem with him being confident in that spot. But there are people now that don't think he's clutch, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we as fans, we need that nail to hammer, right?
Right,
and forever,
yeah,
it was Lindor. Nobody liked the thumbs down.
It's funny how you put that.
Yeah.
They need the nail to hammer because they have a hammer.
Yep.
And they want to hit something.
Correct.
And so somebody or something's got to be the nail.
Yep. And it was Lindor for years because of the contract. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he dyes his hair and his ears are pierced and he's not a ball player. I think a lot of people have hatred for him and his contract and the thumbs down and all that stuff. So now that hatred for Lindor has moved to Alonso and he's the nail. So yesterday we brought up the fact, Teek, that Pete Alonso, if he plays his entire career with the Mets, and guys that play their entire career with one team, especially New York, it means something.
Mm-hmm.
You played your entire career with the Giants, and now we take calls all the time. Tiki, we love you. We loved watching you. Not kissing your ass, but, and I speak for me and Sean, we grew up, we loved you. You were our favorite player. Like, you were the Giants to us. So you hear Jet fans talk about it. Teek, we love you. But I don't have to tell you this, you lived it. It wasn't always like roses with
oh,
you,
no,
with Giant
man.
Fans, Tiki, when you were playing.
There was a lot of boos that I would get over the years, especially during the fumbling years. And like, it's almost right in the middle of my career. Right, we had some good things. Like, we went to the Super Bowl in 2000, and that 2002 season was also a good one. Obviously, ended horribly for us in that wild card game out in San Francisco.
Yep.
But in those, right around that time, I had a fumbling issue, and it wasn't pretty, man. I didn't fix it until Coughlin came. That was my last 3 years. So basically, 7 years of my career, it was like, oh yeah, he's really good. Yeah, but I hate him. Oh, he's really good. Oh, he's a liability. Oh, he's really good. We can't play him. He can't hold on to the football, right? So, but I think over time, that's what we were talking about yesterday, because I've stayed here,
yep,
that problem got fixed and I became consistently good. Like, you almost forget about it, right? You almost forget about the negativity because it wasn't like I was somewhere else when I fixed it.
Uh-huh.
I was here the whole time. Yep. And so it just becomes part of the whole story as opposed to a stopping off point in the story. And I think right now, Pete Alonso is at a stopping off point in his story. And now if it ends, so like free agency, he's gone, he goes someplace else, and we're at the stopping off point in our story with Pete Alonso, meaning our fan story with Pete Alonso, you're going to remember this part.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to remember the negativity.
Yep.
You're going to remember the...
how it ended.
How it ended. He is the nail right now, getting hammered by everybody. And so it brings up... I what you're suggesting is it almost behooves Pete Alonso to stay here and finish the story.
Bingo.
Right? Because if he doesn't, people aren't going to remember all of the good things. They're going to likely remember the end. And that's not beneficial to him right now.
Just think about your career, Teague. I'm just going to give the hypothetical. You're having all these fumbling issues, and let's say you went somewhere else, mm-hmm. had success, fixed the fumbling issue. You wouldn't be where you are. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, I wouldn't be sitting in the seat.
That's what I mean. Like, think right. about everything that has happened to right. you, like post-career and right. all that.
I wouldn't want to live like the rest of my life in New Jersey and in tri-state area. I wouldn't want to be around here.
Right. Jersey Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. future Hall of Fame in the NFL, giant legend, all that stuff.
Yeah, Ring of Honor. None of that stuff would have happened.
Would have happened.
Right.
But at the time, I'm sure you were sitting there going, man, these guys, you know, I'm trying my hardest and they're mm-hmm. booing me and all that stuff. And if you would just have left, it would have just changed everything.
Yeah.
So
it's an interesting dynamic. And I don't know. So football is different, or at least back then it was, because the money wasn't nearly, it wasn't like, all right, I'm getting so much money, I don't even care.
Right.
Like my grandkids are going to be taken care of. I'm making so much money. And so that becomes a factor. But I don't think my agent, Ethan Locke, who was awesome, he was a nerd like me. He just crunched numbers and Tiki, you're comparable to this and this and this. So like that's how my deal got done. It wasn't Tiki, let's think about the emotional toll of leaving.
Yeah.
Let's think about uprooting your family. It was just kind of rote. Like, I know you want to be with the Giants and this is what I think you're worth. I crunched all the numbers, comparables, etc. This is what we're going to ask for. And it went relatively smooth. Whatever, it is what it is. But today, and especially in baseball, where the top players like Pete Alonso are going to break the bank, it's almost a forgotten side of the story that, you know, the story matters.
Yes.
It becomes money.
Legacy, here.
Right. Legacy, the story. When I say story, I mean legacy, right? That matters, but with especially Scott Boras, you know what number one's going to be.
Yeah.
Money.
Yep.
And that might be a disservice to Pete Alonso, especially his legacy as a Met.
Yeah, and I'm sure Pete, if you gave him some truth serum, regrets hiring Scott Boras, especially the way things have played out here. I'm sure he wishes he never did that, because Scott Boras is in Anaheim, and he's sitting there like Pete Alonso is his son, and he wants his son to hit, you know, bat fourth and play first base. It's just a bad look. But I think it's important for Pete. I think it's important for the Mets. I think it's important for us, the fans, for Pete to finish his story here, hit 500 home runs for the Mets, be a lifelong Met, be part of a World Series, be part of the turnaround. That should be important for all of us. It should not be about turning on this guy just because we need a nail to hammer.
Yeah, but
this is when we need him the most. This is when he needs us and right. vice versa.
But here's the thing that I would advise Pete if I could, that it feels like some of the Met fans, I don't think it's all of them.
No.
It might be getting close to the majority, as you're alluding to, but some of the Met fans are hammering him right now and crushing him and making him feel unwanted.
Yeah.
But that is temporary. That negativity is temporary. It doesn't last.
No.
Especially when you're a good player and you know you're going to eventually turn the corner from whatever this, you know, tiny melee is. It's not a big one. It's not like he's mired in defeatism right now. But this little bit of negativity is temporary. It'll go away. But the only way it's going away is if you're here for it to go away. Right? It's like if you go someplace else and it goes away, it doesn't matter. All they're going to remember is we loved hammering Pete Alonso and drove him out of town type of thing.
Yeah, and I just think that, look, if he continues, I think he's going to heat up. I still think he's going to put up 40 home runs. But if he continues on this path, the Mets are going to get a good deal on Pete Alonso. I think it will relieve a lot of the stress that Alonso is probably going through right now, because I think deep down, Pete Alonso wants to be a Met. He wants to stay here. He loves being in New York. He loves being a Met. And once this all gets resolved, I believe he will be back to what we saw. I think he's going to be back there anyway, but he definitely will, and everything will be forgiven. And that's why
I love being a Met.
I just don't like the negativity that's surrounding him. I understand you need a nail the hammer, but I mentioned it with Tiki, and look where Tiki's at right now, and look where Tiki is amongst Giant fans, Jet fans, all fans, Cowboy fans called yesterday and said how much they love Tiki. So it matters to play your entire career with a New York team. Now, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We started the show by saying, I believe positive, Tommy. The Mets will be playing in October. Don't make any vacation plans. This is a playoff team. They proved it once again yesterday. Off the bad weekend, the pit stop in St. Louis. They pick up a win. Now Colorado. This team has not let go of the rope all year long. I believe in them, and you should as well. Let's go out to Chris in Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Tiki, how you doing, bud?
I'm good, man.
Positive Tommy, as always, it's always a pleasure. You and me have the same mindset when it comes to the Knicks and Mets. That's
likewise.
Why I think I mesh with you so well. So, it's a long season, we know this. But here's the thing, there's different tests throughout the year. They were buyers at the trade deadline, that's what we wanted, they passed that. We didn't want them to freak out and go into the All-Star break losing. They didn't do that. Now they come back. It's going to be a roller coaster ride. We know that. They didn't make flashy moves. They didn't have to. They upgraded a lot of the places that people were, you know, pissing and moaning about. DJ Stewart not doing anything.
Yep.
Deepman this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fact that Brazoban had that happen to him, that put a sour taste in everyone's mouth. We get that. Same thing with Stanek. These guys are proven. They're good. They're better than what we had. Now the test we have is the eye test, and they passed the eye test. If you go down all 30 clubs in the MLB right now, the Mets are a playoff team. They're better than the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
They're better than the Diamondbacks.
Right.
And they're better than this cute, sexy team with Skeens, the Pirates. They're better than those teams that are right there on their heels. They just are. So I think we need to, like, let this breathe like a nice bottle of wine. You open it up, let it breathe before you suck it down.
Like that. Now you're talking. Sip the wine. Sip the wine.
We are a playoff team. Tommy's been saying it. You know what? Look what he was saying about the Knicks, and now we got our captain. Amen. We got a good season coming up. We got this Mets team to look forward to. And Tommy, I called you last weekend when you were filling in. I think this is the start of when we finally make the playoffs 2 years in a row. I'll hang up and listen to you guys. I love you guys so much. Take care.
Appreciate you, Chris.
Appreciate it, Chris. Yeah, no, look, there's our, I don't like this phrase, but I'll use it here. There are orange and blue skies everywhere. It is. We know it's a Knicks town. We know it's the number one team. It's the only team everybody agrees on and everybody roots for. There are no Net fans. You go to the Barclays Center and they're playing a bunch of people from Sweden. It's tourists. So yes, the Knicks, and we will get into the captain situation in a little bit on the show, but you're right. The Mets, I wanted them to do a little bit more at the deadline in the sense that trade prospects and trade higher up prospects to go for it. They didn't do that. They traded more like the 20th ranked prospect for a reliever. That's fine. I think Winker was a good pickup. So overall, I like what the man from Milwaukee, David Stearns, did at the deadline. And they put themselves in a position here to go for it. And you're right. They're as good and better than these teams they're up against.
Yeah, they are. As long as their pitching is right. As long as their pitching is holds up. They are better than a lot of these teams because they can score.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you, at some point, Pete Alonso is just going to start hitting, hopefully.
Just like everybody
and if
has.
If he does, forget it.
Yeah. Lindor has woken up, obviously, for months now.
Jeff McNeil.
McNeil, even the negative Nancy himself, the dark cloud, the Debbie Downer. Yes. The opposite of positive Tommy. Yes. Jeff McNeil has even woken up, and he's been really good in the second half. So Pete Alonso will be like everybody else. Mark Vientos, rock star, is having a great year. Alvarez has even been struggling a little bit. He'll figure it out. This team in June was the best team in baseball. To me, that is their ceiling. They could be the best team in baseball. There's not a lot of teams. Raise your hand in the league if you've been the best team in baseball for over a month. There aren't many. The Mets are one of them. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Zach is in Massapequa. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, Mets fan, obviously. I'm excited. I think this series here against Colorado is an absolute must-win. The only thing I'm concerned about, Severino tonight, I mean, how often has it been that he's gone this deep into a season? He's starting to hit that innings mark.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
And now he's going to a town where the ball flies. So I just don't want this to, you know, he stumbles tonight. Maybe it leads to continuous bad starts. I'm just very nervous for Severino tonight. I do think the Mets will win and all that. I just need him to have a good outing. And besides that, I mean, I'm completely right with you. The Mets are here. I really do think so. Everyone's talking about the wild card and all that. I mean, I don't think you're crazy when you say, you know, the Phillies are stumbling. Who knows? That continues for a little longer. The Mets win a couple games here in a row.
Yeah. The Phillies are they're flirting with it, man. They really are, because they have scuffled. I didn't realize it until I went back and just looked at it right before the show started. They have not won a series since the last time they played the Dodgers. That was early July.
Yeah, and Bryce Harper's been awful. Right. They are a mess right now.
They have not won a series. In fact, they've only won, like, I don't know, 8 games or something like that. It's been bad over the last month. Very bad. And then they have the Dodgers right now, who beat them yesterday. And so the Phillies could come back to earth. It felt like they were in the stratosphere for much of the season. Mm-hmm. They are falling quickly back to earth.
Yeah, now, as far as Severino, I don't know if this is still the truth or not, but I know that when the Rockies came here, Gary Cohen gave out the stat that there are more home runs hit at Citi Field this year than at Coors Field. Now, that has a lot to do with the fact that the Mets hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's still the case. So as far as Severino being in Colorado, he might be better off in Colorado than he is at Citi Field, that's given up more home runs. And yes, he was shaky. He was not good against Minnesota. We were at the game. And I understand the concerns as he reaches his innings limit or where he's been at over the last couple of years, obviously, because he's been hurt. But I'm confident. I think Sevy will bounce back. This is a Rocky team that does hit homers. But overall, they're not a good team. They're just not. And this is the type of team off the win. And I think they right the ship now. I think for whatever reason, they were in a malaise when they were out in Anaheim and Disneyland. And now they figured it out. They got the win in St. Louis. They move on here as they tour America. And they will do what they need to do against. See, I keep saying, want to say that they're going to do a certain D word here. And I can't say that.
Why are you holding?
Because only the Knicks do that. And I know the Giants are starting to take the
ball off.
No. Only the Knicks do damage, and we will get into the Knicks in a little bit because they've named a new captain. So I got
dog.
No, they don't have dogs. I got to come up with another catchphrase.
What, for the Giants?
For the Giants, I got to work on, and I got to work on something with the Mets, too.
I don't know, man. I mean, this whole Malik Nabers thing, it's starting to get me excited.
As it should.
And I'll tell you why. He's getting in fights every day, and I'll tell you why that gets me excited.
All right, well, stay tuned for that. But right now, let's get to, where do we want to go here? Let's go to Carmelo in Freehold. What's up, Melo? What's going on?
Hey, how are you? I just wanted to talk to you about Pete. I know he's catching a lot of flack right now. He's a homegrown guy. He's a power hitter. He seems like a really nice guy personally, but his numbers with scoring, runners in scoring position are the issue. Historically and especially this year.
This year,
right.
Solo shots, right.
Solo shots are great, but you got to be able to extend the inning. You got to be able to get the runners in. And 2022 was an outlier season for him. When you look at what his stats are, what his slash line is, with runners in scoring position. And a lot of these metrics guys, they want to talk about OPS, OPS plus, and all about this, but you got to get base hits when you have runners on. And that's what, for a guy who says he feels like he's the best power hitter on the planet, that's what he's got to do, and he's not doing it. And, you know, Keith compares him to Harmon Killebrew a lot, but even Harmon Killebrew's slash line with runners in scoring position a lot stronger than his.
Melo, I hear you on that, and I get it, and he needs to get hits with guys in scoring position. He doesn't have to hit the ball 500 feet when there's a guy on third with one out, but we're still talking about a player where just last year he had, 46 home runs and north of 100 RBIs, so he's productive. He hasn't been good with runners in scoring position. Even positive Tommy cannot fight that because the stats are the stats. I can't even spin that positively. He has struggled with guys in scoring position, but if the power numbers are still there at the end of the year, that's what Pete Alonso is, and I think that's a lot to do with this, is that we want to turn Pete into something that he's not. He just hits, chicks dig the long ball, chicks dig Pete Alonso. I know he's married, but still, he hits a lot of home runs. So that's what he's here for, and that's what the Mets give him that contract. That's what they're going to be paying for, and those numbers are not declining.
What he's here for, though, is to help the Mets win championships. And if he couldn't solo shot, then he's not getting it done with runners on. The Mets fans can only make excuses for him and be in denial for so long before they start holding him accountable.
Yeah, but
when he plays in New York.
I'm looking at a banner right now, and everybody relax. I'm not going to compare Pete Alonso to Alex Rodriguez. I'm not doing that as far as the player. A-Rod is miles ahead of Pete Alonso. But everybody said that about A-Rod. Didn't they even call it, that's an A-Rod home run?
Yeah.
Did not A-Rod carry the Yankees to a World Series?
Eventually, he did. It
Give
took
time.
Some time.
Well,
and so the question is, how much time are you getting, Pete?
Well, he's in his early 30s still. He's still in his prime years. So you could, if you sign him to a long-term deal, then we're out the contract.
You know, I think the reason it feels so rough on Pete right now is because this was, like, we saw what Aaron Judge did in his contract year. And we see this all the time. I don't care what sport it is. Guys in a contract year, Dude, just balls.
Motivation.
Just whatever it is. Yeah. Just balls. Whatever. I can't say that it's just he's trying. It's not he's trying harder. It's circumstances. Maybe it's, I don't know, heightened focus or something that's intangible. But we just expected that from Pete Alonso. I think Pete coming into this season, everybody thought, all right, we're going to get a Judge-like season from this guy. And we just haven't seen it. All right, it's not that he's horrible, because he's not.
No.
He's not replaceable, but he just hasn't been Pete Alonso plus. And I think that's what we were expecting. In 2022, we got Aaron Judge plus. Now, we still have Aaron Judge plus, but yeah. we expected Pete Alonso plus in 2024, and we're just not getting it.
His comments yesterday pregame also didn't help himself with Mets fans.
No, but
when
you know
he's juicing himself up, calling himself an all-star, so saying what? He's halfway to
40. But he is an all-star. He is halfway to 40, so he can't say that. Yeah. You have to be your own cheerleader sometimes. You have to.
But he's just stating facts. It didn't...
It's very defensive from him because he knows the pressure he's under, and the pressure is in part due to him, what he created. He created this awesome persona about himself.
I don't disagree. He also hired Scott Boris, which
That's a big factor. Scott Boris was the mistake, and I've said it all season long. I think that was a massive mistake because there's just a lot of negativity that comes with Scott Boris, and there's this perception that Scott Boris, which is not always true, because I believe he reps Jose Altuve, and Jose Altuve assigned hometown discounts 100%. With Houston, so it's not always the case, but overall it is the case with Scott Boris. So it brought in a lot of negativity, and I already thought there was a lot of negativity brewing with Pete Alonso for some other stuff, and I've outlined him. So I think that didn't help. But I don't have an issue with guys being confident.
No.
You just got to back it up.
Right.
So when he said that, you know what? Now you got to hit 40 home runs. Now you got to back it up.
Yes.
Now you got to hit home runs. You got to lead this team to October. You will get your contract. Now, I'm pretty sure my wife doesn't have the number here, but I got somebody on the line here that's sick of positive Tommy. So let's go out to, no, it's not my wife. It's Matt in Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Tiki, it's Tommy. Spoken to you guys a few times. Always a pleasure.
What's up, Matt?
Yo.
So, earlier, Tommy, you were saying that nobody calls up and says anything about Lindor anymore. Now it's like calls about Alonso.
Yeah.
Do you know what had to happen to Lindor for everyone to back off? I'll tell you. He had to get moved to leadoff. That's how weak-minded Lindor is. For him to succeed, he needed the nice, no pressure of the leadoff spot.
That is an asinine comment to make. I'm sorry.
No, that is an asinine comment to make.
The guy is in the MVP conversation right now, and you think he took the you-know-what way out because he's batting leadoff? Where he had success in Cleveland? And where he's comfortable?
He was the three-hitter and two-hitter the last 2 years, majority of the time. Last year, as soon as the trade deadline hit and the season fell apart,
you're not getting off the hook here. Francisco Lindor has been the catalyst for this team. This team took off because of Lindor with the defense at the dish, stealing bases. I don't care if he bats ninth. He's been the catalyst.
Let me give you a football analogy. That would be like if when Tiki Barber played, they said, you know what, Tiki? When we really need you, we're going to put somebody else in. But first and goal on the one, we're going to give you the ball. We'll give you the ball, Tiki. That's when we do it.
I wish they would have. I'd have the most touchdowns in Giants history then, and I don't. Brandon Jacobs does.
So, wait a second. Being on the one-yard line and getting in what you're saying is an easy touchdown.
On first down. What's he talking about on first down?
Yeah, you're going to get four carries to get the...
What he's saying is it's less pressure. If it's third,
he got the less pressure going to leadoff spot. You're going to get fastballs. You're going to get up. There's usually not going to be anybody. Listen, I'm not going to say Lindor hasn't been really good. He has, but he had to get moved out of the high level.
That is a ridiculous spin for somebody that doesn't like Lindor. What do you mean? That's
what happened.
Because he had success there in Cleveland, so you credit Carlos Mendoza for putting him back in the leadoff spot, and he has been awesome, and he's the biggest reason they are where they are. And you want to find negative in that?
I think he's saying both can be true, but these aren't mutually exclusive conversations.
There's still pressure if you're batting
leadoff. Tommy, let me ask you one final question.
Come on. He only bats leadoff once the whole game. Hold on. He only bats leadoff once. Once. That's it. Just once.
And he comes through. He usually is ripping doubles.
The rest of the at-bats, he's not batting leadoff.
True. True.
Tommy, it's like being the main event or being the undercard. It's a much less pressure role instead of being the three-hitter. Can I ask you one more question?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Come late August, September, in Philly, in Atlanta, you think Severino and Manaea, you think they're going to hold up, really? You really think they're going to hold up?
Manaea, I don't even want to say faith, but he's pitching well right now in the middle of the summer. And so I want to say yes on Manaea. Seve's, and it's only, this is only because I saw it with my own eyes. Not like through a TV, not listening to the radio, just watching him struggle, like serious struggle bust in that game we went to.
He wasn't letting you enjoy your white wine and clams.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. My 12-year-old daughter with a Lindor jersey on, having some white vino, and Seve's just giving up bomb after bomb bomb. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, and you talked about main eventers, you talk about mid-carders here. I won't say, someone in upper management at the game we were at referred to me and Sean as mid-carders. Sean can't speak for himself, I'll speak for myself. I'm not a mid-carder. I'm the future of the station and a generational talent. I'm not in the mid-card. And sometimes mid-card, they give off the best matches. But no, this idea that Francisco Lindor, this is insane to me that somebody would find a negative in this.
He's benefiting from the position he was put in.
No.
I'm not. Hold on. He's benefiting from the position he's been put in. But I'm not saying that's the only reason that he's having success. That's what Matt was trying to say.
That was what Matt was saying.
And it's not. I mean, Francisco Lindor is 100 RBIs and how many home runs? He had 30. He's a 30-30 guy last year.
And he'll be it again.
He'll be it again this year. It looks more impressive because he's leading off. And it's not hidden anywhere. And it's obvious. Especially when he gets up and rips a double. He's got more doubles than Pete Alonso. We're talking about Pete Alonso with the doubles. He's got as many doubles and one less home run, I think.
Yeah.
So he's having a hell of a season. And he's also, I think more importantly, the leader of the clubhouse.
100%.
It is not even a question.
Yep.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Team. It's the only team everybody agrees on and everybody roots for. There are no Net fans. You go to the Barclays Center and they're playing a bunch of people from Sweden. It's tourists. So yes, the Knicks, and we will get into the captain situation in a little bit on the show. But you're right. The Mets, I wanted them to do a little bit more at the deadline in the sense that trade prospects and trade higher up prospects to go for it. They didn't do that. They traded more like the 20th ranked prospect for a reliever. That's fine. I think Winker was a good pickup. So overall, I like what the man from Milwaukee, David Stearns, did at the deadline. And they put themselves in a position here to go for it. And you're right. They're as good and better than these teams they're up against.
Yeah, they are. As long as their pitching is right. As long as their pitching is holds up. They are better than a lot of these teams because they can score.
Absolutely.
And at some point, Pete Alonso is just going to start hitting, hopefully.
Just like everybody
has. And if he does, forget it.
Yeah. Lindor has woken up, obviously, for months now.
Jeff McNeil.
McNeil, even the negative Nancy himself, the dark cloud, the Debbie Downer, yes. The opposite of positive Tommy, yes. Jeff McNeil has even woken up, and he's been really good in the second half. So Pete Alonso will be like everybody else. Mark Vientos, rock star, is having a great year. Alvarez has even been struggling a little bit. He'll figure it out. This team in June was the best team in baseball. To me, that is their ceiling. They could be the best team in baseball. There's not a lot of teams. Raise your hand in the league if you've been the best team in baseball for over a month. There aren't many. The Mets are one of them. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Zach is in Massapequa. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thank you, man.
Mets fan, obviously. I'm excited. I think this series here against Colorado is an absolute must win. The only thing I'm concerned about, Severino tonight. I mean, how often has it been that he's gotten this deep into a season? He's starting to hit that innings mark.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
And now he's going to a town where the ball flies. So I just don't want this to, he stumbles tonight. Maybe it leads to
continuous bad starts. I'm just very nervous for Severino tonight. I do think the Mets will win and all that. I just need him to have a good outing. And besides that, I mean, I'm completely right with you. The Mets are here. I really do think so. Everyone's talking about the wild card and all that. I mean, I don't think you're crazy when you say, you know, the Phillies are stumbling. Who knows? That continues for a little longer. The Mets win a couple games here in a row.
Yeah. The Phillies are they're flirting with it, man. They really are, because they have scuffled. I didn't realize it until I went back and just looked at it right before the show started. They have not won a series since the last time they played the Dodgers. That was early July.
Yeah, and Bryce Harper's been awful. Right. They are a mess right now.
They have not won a series. In fact, they've only won, like, I don't know, 8 games or something like that. It's been bad over the last month. Very bad. And then they have the Dodgers right now, who beat them yesterday. And so the Phillies could come back to earth. It felt like they were in the stratosphere for much of the season. Mm-hmm. They are falling quickly back to earth.
Yeah, now, as far as Severino, I don't know if this is still the truth or not, but I know that when the Rockies came here, Gary Cohen gave out the stat that there are more home runs hit at Citi Field this year than at Coors Field. Now, that has a lot to do with the fact that the Mets hit a lot of home runs.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's still the case. So as far as Severino being in Colorado, he might be better off in Colorado than he is at Citi Field, that's given up more home runs. And yes, he was shaky. He was not good against Minnesota. We were at the game. And I understand the concerns as he reaches his innings limit or where he's been at over the last couple of years, obviously, because he's been hurt. But I'm confident. I think Sevy will bounce back. This is a Rocky team that does hit homers. But overall, they're not a good team. They're just not. And this is the type of team off the win. And I think they right the ship now. I think for whatever reason, they were in a malaise when they were out in Anaheim and Disneyland. And now they figured it out. They got the win in St. Louis. They move on here as they tour America. And they will do what they need to do against. See, I keep saying, want to say that they're going to do a certain D word here. And I can't say that.
Why are you holding?
Because only the Knicks do that. And I know the Giants are starting to take the
ball
off. No. Only the Knicks do damage, and we will get into the Knicks in a little bit because they've named a new captain. So I got
dog.
No, they don't have dogs. I got to come up with another catchphrase.
What, for the Giants?
For the Giants, I got to work on, and I got to work on something with the Mets, too.
I don't know, man. I mean, this whole Malik Nabers thing, it's starting to get me excited.
As it should.
And I'll tell you why. He's getting in fights every day, and I'll tell you why that gets me excited.
All right, well, stay tuned for that. But right now, let's get to, where do we want to go here? Let's go to Carmelo in Freehold. What's up, Melo? What's going on?
Hey, how are you? I just wanted to talk to you about Pete. I know he's catching a lot of flack right now. He's a homegrown guy. He's a power hitter. He seems like a really nice guy personally, but his numbers with scoring, runners in scoring position are the issue. Historically and especially this year.
This year,
right. Right.
Solo shots are great, but you got to be able to extend the inning. You got to be able to get the runners in. And 2022 was an outlier season for him. When you look at what his stats are, what his slash line is, with runners in scoring position. And a lot of these metrics guys, they want to talk about OPS, OPS plus, and all about this, but you got to get base hits when you have runners on. And that's what, for a guy who says he feels like he's the best power hitter on the planet, that's what he's got to do, and he's not doing it. And, you know, Keith compares him to Harmon Killebrew a lot, but even Harmon Killebrew's slash line with runners in scoring position a lot stronger than his.
Melo, I hear you on that, and I get it, and he needs to get hits with guys in scoring position. He doesn't have to hit the ball 500 feet when there's a guy on third with one out, but we're still talking about a player where just last year he had, 46 home runs and north of 100 RBIs, so he's productive. He hasn't been good with runners in scoring position. Even positive Tommy cannot fight that because the stats are the stats. I can't even spin that positively. He has struggled with guys in scoring position, but if the power numbers are still there at the end of the year, that's what Pete Alonso is, and I think that's a lot to do with this, is that we want to turn Pete into something that he's not. He just hits, chicks dig the long ball, chicks dig Pete Alonso. I know he's married, but still, he hits a lot of home runs. So that's what he's here for, and that's what the Mets give him that contract. That's what they're going to be paying for, and those numbers are not declining.
What he's here for, though, is to help the Mets win championships, and if he couldn't solo shot, then he's not getting it done with runners on. The Mets fans can only make excuses for him and be in denial for so long before they start holding him accountable.
Yeah, but
when he plays in New York.
I'm looking at a banner right now, and everybody relax. I'm not going to compare Pete Alonso to Alex Rodriguez. I'm not doing that as far as the player. A-Rod is miles ahead of Pete Alonso. But everybody said that about A-Rod. Didn't they even call it, that's an A-Rod home run?
Yeah.
Did not A-Rod carry the Yankees to a World Series?
Eventually, he did. It
Give
took
it time.
Some time.
Well,
and so the question is, how much time are you getting, Pete?
Well, he's in his early 30s still. He's still in his prime years. So if you sign him to a long-term deal, then throw out the contract.
You know, I think the reason it feels so rough on Pete right now is because this was, like, we saw what Aaron Judge did in his contract year. And we see this all the time. I don't care what sport it is. guy's in a contract year. Dude, just balls.
Motivation.
Just whatever it is. Yeah. Just balls. Whatever. I can't say that it's just he's trying. It's not he's trying harder. It's circumstances. Maybe it's, I don't know, heightened focus or something that's intangible. But we just expected that from Pete Alonso. I think Pete coming into this season, everybody thought, all right, we're going to get a Judge-like season from this guy. And we just haven't seen it. All right, it's not that he's horrible, because he's not.
No.
He's not replaceable, but he just hasn't been Pete Alonso plus. And I think that's what we were expecting. In 2022, we got Aaron Judge plus. Now, we still have Aaron Judge plus, but yeah. we expected Pete Alonso plus in 2024, and we're just not getting it.
His comments yesterday pregame also didn't help himself with Mets fans.
No, but
when
you know
he's juicing himself up, calling himself an all-star, so saying what? He's halfway to
40. But he is an all-star. He is halfway to 40, so he can't say that. Yeah. You have to be your own cheerleader sometimes. You have to.
But he's just stating facts. It didn't...
It's very defensive from him because he knows the pressure he's under, and the pressure is in part due to him, what he created. He created this awesome persona about himself.
I don't disagree. He also hired Scott Boris, which
That's a big factor. Scott Boris was the mistake, and I've said it all season long. I think that was a massive mistake because there's just a lot of negativity that comes with Scott Boris, and there's this perception that Scott Boris, which is not always true, because I believe he reps Jose Altuve, and Jose Altuve assigned hometown discounts 100%. With Houston, so it's not always the case, but overall it is the case with Scott Boris. So it brought in a lot of negativity, and I already thought there was a lot of negativity brewing with Pete Alonso for some other stuff, and I've outlined him. So I think that didn't help. But I don't have an issue with guys being confident.
No.
You just got to back it up.
Right.
So when he said that, you know what? Now you got to hit 40 home runs. Now you got to back it up.
Yes.
Now you got to hit home runs. You got to lead this team to October. You will get your contract. Now, I'm pretty sure my wife doesn't have the number here, but I got somebody on the line here that's sick of positive Tommy. So let's go out to, no, it's not my wife. It's Matt in Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Tiki, it's Tommy. Spoken to you guys a few times. Always a pleasure.
What's up, Matt?
Yo.
So, earlier, Tommy, you were saying that nobody calls up and says anything about Lindor anymore. Now it's like calls about Alonso.
Yeah.
Do you know what had to happen to Lindor for everyone to back off? I'll tell you. He had to get moved to leadoff. That's how weak-minded Lindor is. For him to succeed, he needed the nice, no pressure of the leadoff spot.
That is an asinine comment to make. I'm sorry.
No, that is an asinine comment to make.
The guy is in the MVP conversation right now, and you think he took the you-know-what way out because he's batting leadoff? Where he had success in Cleveland? And where he's comfortable?
He was the three-hitter and two-hitter the last 2 years, majority of the time. Last year, as soon as the trade deadline hit and the season fell apart,
you're not getting off the hook here. Francisco Lindor has been the catalyst for this team. This team took off because of Lindor with the defense at the dish, stealing bases. I don't care if he bats ninth. He's been the catalyst.
Let me give you a football analogy. That would be like if when Tiki Barber played, they said, you know what, Tiki? When we really need you, we're going to put somebody else in. But first and goal on the one, we're going to give you the ball. We'll give you the ball, Tiki. That's when we do it.
I wish they would have. I'd have the most touchdowns in Giants history then, and I don't. Brandon Jacobs does.
So, wait a second. Being on the 1 yard line and getting in what you're saying is an easy touchdown.
On first down. What's he talking about on first down?
Yeah, you're going to get four carries to get the.
No, what he's saying
is, What's complicated, Tommy?
What he's saying is that it's less pressure. If it's third,
he got the less pressure going to leadoff spot. You're going to get fastballs. You're going to get up. There's usually not going to be anybody. Listen, I'm not going to say Lindor hasn't been really good. He has, but he had to get moved out of the high level.
That is a ridiculous spin for somebody that doesn't like Lindor. What do you mean? That's
what happened.
Because he had success there in Cleveland, so you credit Carlos Mendoza for putting him back in the leadoff spot, and he has been awesome, and he's the biggest reason they are where they are. And you want to find negative in that?
No,
because
I think
that's what he's saying.
I think he's saying both can be true, but these aren't mutually exclusive conversations. 100%.
There's still pressure if you're batting
leadoff.
Tommy,
let me ask you one final question.
Come on. He only bats leadoff once the whole game. Hold on. He only bats leadoff once. Once. That's it. Just once.
And he comes through. He usually is ripping doubles.
The rest of the at-bats, he's not batting leadoff.
True. True.
Tommy, it's like being the main event or being the undercard. It's a much less pressure role instead of being the three-hitter. Can I ask you one more question?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Come late August, September, in Philly, in Atlanta. You think Severino and Manaea, you think they're going to hold up, really? You really think they're going to hold up?
Manaea, I don't even want to say faith, but he's pitching well right now in the middle of the summer. And so I want to say yes on Manaea. Sevy's, and it's only, this is only because I saw it with my own eyes. Not like through a TV, not listening to the radio, just watching him struggle, like serious struggle bust in that game we went to.
He wasn't letting you enjoy your white wine and clams.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. My 12-year-old daughter with a Lindor jersey on, having some white vino, and Sevy's just giving up bomb after bomb bomb. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, and you talked about main eventers. You talk about mid-carders here. I won't say someone in upper management at the game we were at referred to me and Sean as mid-carders. Sean can't speak for himself. I'll speak for myself. I'm not a mid-carder. I'm the future of the station and a generational talent. I'm not in the mid-card. And sometimes mid-card, they give off the best matches. But no, this idea that Francisco Lindor, this is insane to me that somebody would find a negative in this.
He's benefiting from the position he was put in.
No.
I'm not. Hold on. He's benefiting from the position he's been put in. But I'm not saying that's the only reason that he's having success. That's what Matt was trying to say.
That was what Matt was saying.
And it's not. I mean, Francisco Lindor is 100 RBIs and how many home runs? He had 30. He's a 30-30 guy last year.
And he'll be it again.
He'll be it again this year. It looks more impressive because he's leading off. And it's not hidden anywhere. And it's obvious, especially when he gets up and rips a double. He's got more doubles than Pete Alonso. We're talking about Pete Alonso with the doubles. He's got as many doubles and one less home run, I think.
Yeah.
So he's having a hell of a season. And he's also, I think more importantly, the leader of the clubhouse.
100%.
It is not even a question.
Yep.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.